The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in to The Early Edge. I'm your host, Alan Bell. We've got a fantastic Saturday show lined up for you. It is rivalry week in college football, and I can't wait. We've got a ton of games, not to mention World Cup, everything else, you name it. But before we get into that, let's take a look at how we did on Friday here. Look at Emory coming through. Eastern Michigan, Tulane plus one. It was solid there. That nice Florida State coming through for us. Tulane, Cincy, Ecuador, Netherlands. Dude, nice one, man. Nice one. All right, let's go ahead and bring in the stars of the show. Because, fellas, I can't wait to see you guys. And I know you guys have some good picks for us today. First up, my man, Micah Roberts. As we were just talking about, it's always just heavenly behind you, my man. How we doing?
We're doing great, man. Excited about the day. College basketball heating up. And the two big games, Notre Dame and SC and Ohio State, Michigan. I'm so excited for those. The party is going to start in about 2 hours. And let's just get it on, man. I mean, this is what 11-0. I mean, this doesn't get any better than that.
Dude, 100%. That's exactly what this rivalry is absolutely about. Just peak right here. I can't wait. M squared, my man. How we doing, sir?
Good morning, AB, Spectre, Micah Roberts. Great to see you guys. Great to see everybody in the chat this morning as well. Like Micah said, just a beautiful day. We got World Cup soccer, a bunch of college basketball, got this college football slate, 11-0. The only way it could be more perfect is if there was a foot of snow on the field. Other than that, it's great. We're ready to go.
I'm with you, man. The Speculator, sir, looking sharp. How we doing?
It's bright and early over here, 7 a.m. This is the earliest show that I've done now. Looking forward to getting up early, doing a nice World Cup little picks here today. It's going to be good and great to be on a show with McLaren Roberts over here. Love it.
Absolutely. It absolutely is, man. And you know what? You and both Micah, you know, are on the West Coast. So, dude, appreciate you getting up. Know it's early out there. Love it, man. But you know what? That's exactly what Rivalry Week is about, getting up early and getting after it. All right. Let's get into the storylines that affect the betting lines for today. But before we do, I want to put this up here real quick. An extended Black Friday sale for you right here. If you wanted to get any Early Edge merch, now is the time to do it. Scan that QR code right there. Get 25% off. Use the promo code Friday at checkout. Man, we'll have you all set up. All right. Micah, I'm coming over to you, my man. All right. This is it. Yep. College football playoff is just around the corner. What are you seeing? Where do we sit? Break it down for us.
Yeah, this is like the final piece of the puzzle for the college football playoffs almost. We've got the championship games next week. But Georgia Tech, probably Georgia wins. Michigan, Ohio State, good matchup there. TCU, Iowa State, LSU, Texas A&M, and USC, Notre Dame. Notre Dame, big chance for an upset there. So we'll see what happens. But the thing is, the championship game, if you don't make your championship game, you should make the college football playoff in theory. But Michigan or Ohio State will each have a great claim here. And this is the game. I mean, this is, we're talking about 8 straight wins by the Buckeyes until last year, Michigan finally knocking them off. We've got 8 straight overs in the game. We've got, I don't know, over under our couches being burned in Columbus, whether winning or losing, right? It's either way. There's celebration or sadness, but some couches are burning today and probably before it even gets dark in Columbus. So I'm excited. I just can't wait to see. I wish it would start right now. And we'll see, I guess at the end, we'll have a couple of the picks from Wednesday's show on some of those games I just talked about.
Yeah, I love it, man. Absolutely. You are right. I love games and weeks where everything is on the line, right? And you named it. I mean, today and next week in Conference Championship Week, man, it's going to be phenomenal. All right, let's get into our best bets for today. But before we do, let's take a quick break and hear from one of our partners.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And we are back. All right, before, Mike, I come to you, because everybody has been asking for this play all week, all year. I do have to say, Speculator, my man, they are with you in the chat. And let me say this first. Jyree says, look like Shia LaBeouf. Good looking dude, right? Like, that's where you want to be. And then Tyler comes through and says, Shia and Paul Rudd, if they had a child. Look, two sharp looking dudes. So, man, I tell you what, dude, you're in a good spot here.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. It could get way worse on this exactly. end. So I assure you on that. You're sitting pretty. All right. M squared coming over to you. Everybody loves first quarter unders. You never disappoint. And you got a big one today, man. Break it down. What do you got?
Yeah, first quarter under here. Everyone probably knows where we're going. It's Ohio State, Michigan. It's not going to be a fun sweat. It's going to be absolutely miserable. Two offenses that can have huge plays. However, both of these defenses are very good. I want to start with the Ohio State side. Mayan Williams expected to be back. He missed the Maryland game, but they will be without Travion Henderson and Jackson Smith and Jigba. He will not be available for this game. The other news, Blake Corum expected to be in uniform. Anybody's guess. No one really knows. I don't think he even knows until he's out there and tries to make that first cut at game speed, whether or not he's healthy here. But what I like in this spot is both of these defenses have been very good. Both of these teams play with a relatively slow pace of play. Looking at seconds per play in college football, Ohio State, you would typically think they're one of the faster teams. They rank 100th in pace of play at 27.2 seconds per play, almost 8 seconds slower than teams like Indiana, Texas Tech, Tennessee. Michigan, even slower, 29.3, ranks 123rd. Not a lot of urgency in some of these particular spots. Look, this game's gone over 8 straight times. However, like we hit this play last year. We made this exact same play last year on the first quarter under, ended at 10 points. We cashed it. I played this under 13 minus 120 at MGM, and I've also played it under 10.5 minus 110 over on DraftKings. Not a ton of difference between those two numbers in college football, though. If you can get the 13 without paying minus 125 or more, I do recommend it because there is a shot of 2 touchdowns with a missed extra point in these college football games. Michigan, look, they dominated the line of scrimmage last year in this game. That's what they do well. That's why they're able to run the football with or without Blake Corum. They're still going to have a little bit of success running it. I'm looking for drives that take some clock, potentially stall out if Corum is not healthy. And on the other side, we've seen Ohio State start slow many, many times here. It's not going to be fun, but we're sweating the under in the first quarter here.
Dude, that was a phenomenal breakdown right there, dude. That was awesome. Two nuggets on this game real quick for anybody out there that's betting a couple different looks if you're betting the entire game or first scores, whatever. Ohio State, the only FBS team in the country that has won every game by 10 points or more. And Michigan, they have scored first in every game this season. These two teams are completely different, but both terrific and kind of get there in the end. Like, I cannot wait to watch this for sure. All right, Spectre, like I said, really quickly, right? Like, dude, Shia LaBeouf, and Paul Rudd, like, that's a good place to be. Because let me just go ahead and say, Jason Aaron says, Spectre has enough hair for him and AB. So look, there you go, right? Like I said, dude, it could get worse. So well done on that one. All right, Spectre, coming over to you, man. We got World Cup plays today. You've got 2 of them, and you've also got an NFL play. Yes. I want you to break down the 2 World Cup plays and then break down what they are and how you go about doing it, because they're a little bit different. So I'm going to give you some room, man. What do you got?
Yeah, so we're going to start with the France versus Denmark game that's coming up in less than an hour over here. And we're taking France -0.75 at +110. Now, for the users who don't know what a 0.25 or 0.75 spread line is in soccer, essentially what you're doing is you're splitting your bet between like rounding up and rounding down. So in this case, with the -0.75, if we were to bet $200, we essentially bet $100 on -0.5, which is essentially France money line, and France -1, we have their other 100 on that, both at +110 odds. What this ends up doing is that if France wins this game, which we have at a probability of 50%, and they only win this game by 1 point, you essentially win $110 on that $100 for the 0.5 line, and then you push on that -1. But if they win by more than 1, then you essentially get your money. You win on both of those plays. You get the 0.5 and the -1. So it's a way to kind of say, hey, we think France is going to win here, but we don't know how much they're going to win by. And the reason we did this is France looks incredible against Australia. They won 4-1. However, they have not beat Denmark in the last 3 games that they played. So we do think France is going to win this game, but unsure on how much it was going to be. This is a good way to kind of spread out your money and get a result no matter what. Our second play here too also is going to be another -0.75 line. We're doing Mexico versus Argentina. Argentina cannot lose this game. If they lose this game, I believe they're actually they're out of the World Cup by the Poland result, if Poland did win this game, the game earlier. And so they need to win this game or tie at the very least. So they're going to go all out. Again, Mexico's defense was really good against Poland. That's why we're doing the -0.75 here at -150 odds. And the last pick that we're going to do, like you said, AB, we have an NFL pick. We're doing the Ravens at the Jaguars under 43.5. The reason we're doing that is because home dogs have hit at 68% this year. We're going to follow that data trend. And on top of that, our model is still predicting a 21-18 game, giving you a 4.5-point edge on the under there. We're taking the under on that Ravens-Jags game. That's what I got for you.
Dude, well done, man. Well done. I'll tell you what, dude, that was like kind of going to a math class, man. Like, I learned a lot. I say that as a good thing. Like, I learned a ton on that. Dude, fantastic. Well done. Well done. All right, man. Our man, Micah, you are in, the 3-hole. I was going to say the cleanup spot, but yeah, you're hitting 3 today. Our man, break it down. You got 1 play, college basketball. What do you see?
Yeah, we got the Houston Cougars at the Fertitta Center at home. welcoming Kent State in. Kent State 5-1 on the year, covered five games, but those were against Pine Bluff and teams like that. They lost their last game on the road at College of Charleston, but now they get this. They've got the press coming. They've got the best defense in the nation so far. I mean, we're talking about a team that led the nation 37% field goal shooting last season, went to the Elite Eight, lost four of their double-digit scores from last season. Then they get back the guy, Marcus Sasser, who was their leading scorer last year but did not make the tournament run with an injury. Now he's back. He's leading the way for the new kids. Next man up, and all they're doing is bettering what they did last year. It's only five games, but they've covered five games. They've blown out everybody they've played. And get this, only 48 points allowed per game so far, 30% shooting allowed, and 19% three-point shooting. They get in your face. They tell you we're the Houston Cougars. Kelvin Sampson has got this culture of just beating teams up defensively. We'll worry about scoring in the offense later, but they get after it. And Kent State's going to have a tough time today getting after that. I think it's a nice big blowout by Houston. Obviously, the spread tells you that it will be, but it'll be bigger than that. I think a 30-point win by Houston today.
Dude, Houston is no joke. Like, them and Arizona are basically like NBA teams. You know what I mean? Like, they match up different. They're well coached. Yeah, I'm with you on that one for sure. All right, everybody, grab your paper, grab your pencil. Let's take a look at the recap here. It is glorious. Look at M squared on Ohio State. Michigan first quarter under 13. Michael Roberts, as he just broke down, Houston minus 19. The Speculator, France minus 0.75 at plus 110. Argentina, excuse me, minus one or minus 0.75 at minus 150. Ravens Jaguars under 43.5. Emory Hunt is on Grambling Southern over 51.5. Fordham at a pick. Eastern Kentucky minus 3. St. Francis plus 9. I'm on Tennessee minus 13.5 against Vanderbilt. And Southern Cal second half team total over 17.5. But you know what? We got way more picks to give out here. Micah from our college football weekly preview show on Wednesdays, Penn State minus 18, Iowa State, TCU under 47.5, Alabama minus 22, Notre Dame plus 5.5, Notre Dame, USC over 64.5, LSU, Texas A&M under 47.5, Michigan plus 7.5, Michigan, Ohio State over 56, Tom Fornelli is on Iowa State plus 10, Louisville plus 3, Notre Dame plus 5.5, Chip Patterson is on Vanderbilt plus 14.5, Washington State plus 2, and LSU minus 10. The Fetch Show, Jake Fetter's on North Texas minus 14, BYU Stanford over 57.5, and Texas A&M team total under 18.5. All right. Excuse me. That is all the time and damage that we can do for today. Fellas, any final thoughts before we get into rivalry week? Anybody?
Get it on. Burn some couches. Let's do it.
There we go. I love it, man. We need to see some burnt couches on the Twitter timelines today. So we'll be live Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern, normal time, breaking down everything for NFL Week 12. Join us then. But until then, everybody, best of luck. Let's cash these tickets. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.